Number 5, use objective, fair standards. Sometimes, no matter how well you communicate or value a relationship or understand the interests of the other side, the bottom line is you disagree. You want the office with the view, and your colleague wants it too. Or you want a white car and your husband only wants black. Another example of this is if you want to sell a horse, saddle, bridle, ropes, and horseshoes, find someone who wants to buy a horse and then begin to negotiate the sale of the tack and shoes. Delight the owner with the pleasure of riding the horse comfortably and sell the saddle. Emphasize the need for safety while riding. Sell the bridle and the ropes. What? That requires too much work? Okay, here's another approach. Find someone who wants a horse. Sell the horse. Package the sell with the saddle, the bridle, ropes, and horseshoes as a value-added offer. Sell the equipment package at a 25% discount. What? It's still less than the entire combination as a fully equipped horse? No. That's average sales negotiation. The entire combination is too much to swallow for many horse buyers. There are fewer buyers who will buy the entire combination of horse and equipment. Some may already have their own horse equipment. Some cannot afford the total price all at once. Offer the horse and negotiate yourself to the greater probability of making the sale. The worst case scenario is that you sell the horse and have difficulty selling the equipment. That's not so bad considering that the horse is the far greater value that you want to sell. When does it make sense not to negotiate? Whether it makes sense to negotiate depends on your best alternative to a negotiated agreement and how likely it is that further negotiation will produce any better results. Okay, now let's talk about how to successfully negotiate with men versus women. There is so much great information on this. I know what you're thinking. It's a good thing that we have plenty of information on this topic. Please remember, we'll cover some of this information and there is much more information that we have available for you. Jerry DeVard is the Chief Marketing Officer for Citibank's e-consumer group. She shares a story about the day her 3-year-old son got his first water gun. He ran around shooting everyone he saw. Later that day, a little 3-year-old girlfriend was dropped off at the house so they could play together. When she saw the water gun, which by now he had grown tired of lying on the floor, she immediately picked it up and began to water the flowers with it. This story brings home once again for us the fact that men and women see the world very differently, even at a very young age. There are times when you need to adjust your negotiation approach, depending on whether you are negotiating with a man or a woman. Most women care about creating good relationships to reap long-term benefits. They ask about family and hobbies before they get down to business. Men want to know about the other person's accomplishments and status, but they get down to business quickly and want to keep small talk to a minimum. Men care a lot about the positions people hold. Women care about the solutions people offer. Men care about other parties' interests only to the extent that it furthers their interests and they want to reach an agreement as quickly and effectively as possible. Women consider the time spent creating a relationship to be time well spent, and they want the other party to feel good after the negotiations are finished. Tips for negotiating with men. If you're negative with a man who is competitive, you put yourself at a disadvantage if you don't list your credentials. You need to show that you belong at the table with him. Make men feel comfortable. Find out what they're interested in. Let them know you're on the same playing field, anxious to find a solution that meets their needs as well as yours. That helps create a trust level. Get right down to business. Don't small talk too long. Don't whine. Don't make excuses or cry. Don't take his comments personally. Keep it light and add humor when you can. Don't threaten him. Let him go first. Listen carefully and never interrupt. Show him you can get the deal done. Be pleasant and firm. Be assertive, not aggressive. Adjust your style to make him feel comfortable if you can tell that a man feels threatened by your intelligence or your position. Compliment him. Talk about his area of expertise. Ask him questions to which he knows the answers. Ask his opinions and assure him again that you're working to create a mutually beneficial solution. After you've given it your best shot, be prepared to say no and to walk away if necessary.